kind of written down. So it's just a regular week.
Look up here, M. Dodo.
What up?
Yeah, well, okay, well, this ain't too bad. Oh, yeah. I'll make sure to bring in the camcorder next time.
What you know about Carlton?
Mondo, go ahead.
Y'all know nothing about Carlton. Y'all know nothing about Carlton. I only got one ear.
What's his name? Fonzo?
Alonzo?
Alfonso Rivera.
There it is. There it is.
Silver spoons.
Yes, sir.
Mondo, go ahead again.
Hello, governor.
That's a good day, sir.
Dude, I've been messing with our videos lately. So I've been having on my headphones and my computer. Dude, the sound sounds like fucking 8 times better with my headphones on. Didn't realize. I mean, it already sounds good in the car and everything. But I put on my headphones on my computer. I said, well, shit.
Feel you on that.
We sound amazing.
Only got one ear. One ear's working over here, BJ.
It was working until you sit down.
Every day.
I only picked it up and put it on. That's all I did.
Every fucking Sunday, he's breaking
something.
It is
not every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
No, it is not.
You be pulling up the rug, trying to... every Sunday.
I didn't do nothing today. I didn't do nothing today.
You don't do nothing. You don't do nothing every Sunday.
He's loud as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, get used to it. Every Sunday. Ain't that what we was just talking about?
Yeah.
I be hype every Sunday, dude.
He should do like motivational TikToks. Release them in the morning.
I do want to.
Wake your ass up, yeah.
See over there.
I'll turn it.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Good morning, everybody. Glad you can make the morning meeting.
I want to create some content, at least like a weekly content.
You know what it was on the TikTok? And it's not a whole lot of, it's like 500 views, which is not a whole lot on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I've just been putting, screenshotting the title from iTunes, adding music behind it, and then 500 people have been watching it, and that's not doing anything special.
You should have wasted that.
So I was thinking, what else special can I do?
Hold on real quick, BJ. You shut the fuck up, Mondo. Ain't nobody talking to you. Terrell ain't said nothing to you. We got me and Terrell doing our shit over here.
You were talking to BJ, so.
Man.
It had nothing to do with you,
man,
sir.
Man, take your ass back to sleep. Go, BJ. I'm sorry, man. Go, BJ. We ain't even started and we got the petty music going.
I was
mad at
the team and handed you the
beer.
I was like, damn it.
Motherfucker.
He was like, that could have been for me.
Yep.
Fucking hater. What
you might
want
to be able to do is... if you have an old cell phone, and just set it up, record the whole show or whatever, and then listen to the show and find out a funny section, cut that, and then put it up on TikTok.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what I want to start doing, but it's like I got too much other shit.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. If we can get like set up, I'll deal with the video until we get comfortable with it. You know what I mean?
Because that's how. But the other thing people were doing was they were going live on TikTok. The only thing bad about live on TikTok is if you get people watching, they're going to start asking you questions.
Uh-huh.
And then it could take away from the flow of the show. Because when we used to go Facebook Live, is we look at the comments and be like, hey, my man Bob's on here. Good to talk to you, Bob. And then everything just stops.
Yeah.
So, but.
Because we were thinking about, because YouTube, you could do YouTube Live.
TikTok is the place to be for everything now.
Better than YouTube?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Because they're paying their content creators better. Obviously, you'd have to get up to really large content, you know, likes and videos. And
we just got
to
get rid of Mondo.
Yeah.
Numbers are fucking skyrocket.
We'll see how that goes.
I've been watching police chases on TikTok Live.
Really?
Out in L.A., yeah. This guy, he'll just put it on there, and I've just been watching the cops chase people. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And then when he stole a motorcycle, had to stop to get gas, and that cop tased his ass.
I got tased before.
I've never been.
I thought you had to though.
No, I mean.
You're telling me the real life.
So no, I had to get gas in the chamber, gas chamber.
Okay, okay.
But
okay.
No, the tape.
They didn't make you get tased?
No, the tasing was just IPD.
I know IPD does that. Like, they make you get tased and stuff. I didn't know if they did that because you were in the military. They make you go through.
No, we were at the club. we were at the club. We got, and I was in handcuffs and got tased. I was so shitty. I just knew I was going to get some money. It's like, this can't be legal. Like, what kind of danger do you feel that you are in with my hands handcuffed behind my back?
Shut up.
Basically, I said, what is your badge number? I need your badge number. They said, oh, yeah.
That's my badge number, son.
Yeah.
So I was playing poker at this place I'd never been to out in the middle of the country. And so, like, 10 people were out and they were all drinking. The guy had a fucking stun gun, not a taser, okay. Not the one to shoot, but just one, whatever. Is that what it's called? Taser?
Yeah. Well, the tasers normally got the projectiles that come out.
Prongs that come
and
out.
Then you got the stun gun.
Yeah.
So they were taking a bet that whether this guy would fucking said, hey, well, yeah, they got up to $500 to take this guy to take a shot. But they let him keep his sweatshirt on.
Ah, boo.
I was like, $500 for a sweatshirt on?
I mean, but really, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, I know, like, in our head, we're looking like, well, that sweatshirt provides some kind of protection.
But it was only for 3 seconds.
But sweatshirts don't protect from electricity.
But the problem was he didn't, for some reason, the guy who did it to him didn't get him really good.
Really?
Because he didn't fall down, didn't shake or nothing.
So homeboy won $500 just like that.
Yep.
Mm. Hey, y'all, watch this. It's a famous white line.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to win a pot for
$300.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, watch this. Look what Tommy's going to do. White people are weird, man.
Hey, man, y'all got something wrong with y'all. But everybody else does too.
Y'all just able to enjoy things a little bit easier. That's all.
Yeah, like death-defying escapes.
Yeah.
You should have a segment called "Will White People Do This?" and take a vote on it.
Hey, nah, we should definitely do it.
I mean, think about it. Some of the stuff, like, I grew up around the farm. I'm like around, like, country white people. I'm like, what are you doing?
Just saying you grew up around the farm. Like, right there. Like, we can stop there.
Yeah. The family farm and stuff like that.
My mom and dad is from the South, but I ain't grew up on no farm.
My cousin hopped on a three-wheeler and go kill 6 squirrels, and that's what we're having for dinner. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? So no McDonald's?
Roadkill.
Hey, man.
Squirrel legs greasy.
All right, well, let's get it, fellas. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready to get it cracking? And Dodo?
Yeah.
BGZ? Good to go? All right, here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. We up in this piece, you know. We had a nice little week and weekend, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about our week and our weekends. And Dodo, what's up? What's up, M. Dodo?
Yo, what's happening, Cap? What's good?
Oh, not too much.
Yeah, it was a decent week. I guess we'll be going straight into it. Decent week. Work, we had an audit that was wearing me out. Besides that, though, I'm about to say, doing what I do, M. Dodo stuff. Went out a couple times, had a great time. I think I'll share one of those stories on the Adventures of Indiana Doe. I had a pretty good overall week. Went to the living room lounge last night with my bro. Kicked it up there. Had a good time. Got some of that chicken that they got. The chicken's delicious. And did something the day before. So, yeah.
With your actual brother?
No. This is Juan. This is Diggy's dad.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, real fast. I went to 1313th Eatery on 12th and Sherman. Had the Grippo wings finally.
Mm-hmm.
Were they fire?
Oh, my goodness.
Fire.
Worth the rave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grip on wings. I've heard about them. I haven't gotten to try them. But yeah, that was my week in the hand basket. I had a pretty, like I said, pretty decent week work and the balance of work and fun. So yeah.
Now, when you say audit at work, question for you, because I know back in the day, like that word, when you talk about audit, that means overtime. That means you're going to be working throughout the night. Is it that type of audit or like is it a top to bottom audit or what kind of audit?
Top to bottom, but you know, we got the day side and night side. So, but you know, kind of did a good job of like, you know, split responsibilities.
Okay.
Night crew did they thing, they crew did they thing, and I think the only thing we got left is to kind of just go over to make sure everything's right.
Oh, that's what's up.
So yeah, it was a, like I said, a nice little team effort. Can't be mad at it, besides what it entailed, so.
All right, Money Q, how was your week, your weekend?
You know, it was pretty eventful. A lot of stuff going on this week. Baby cousin, we had a funeral for our cousin. They died a couple weeks ago from SIDS.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep, was a month old. Yep, so, you know, that's always hard. So, we do our thing there. You know, my saying, birthdays, funerals, weddings, those are the three events you can get me to do just about anything.
Right.
So, you know, went and surrounded family member with love for that one. Went down to Fort Wayne yesterday for Tamika's, it's her dad's birthday.
That's what's up.
He turned 71. Back in the day when we first got together, we used to go down to Fort Wayne all the time, kicking it, whooping ass in spades,
Yeah. Drinking
and shit. But we hadn't done it in a while. Ooh, excuse me. We hadn't done it in a while. But so we went and did that yesterday. That was cool. Shout out to my girl, Treese. It was her birthday this week. And so her dude, he's actually in a band. He's a lead singer in a band, a cover band. And so he had a backyard party. And that shit was dope. Did some barbecuing. We got fucked up. And, you know, we was just jamming for the night. And that's about it. Still trying to keep that grass caught up with all the rest of the neighbors. That was my boom. That was my week.
So you went down to Fort Wayne.
Oh, shut up. I'm with you. Look, actually, BJ, that is a pet peeve of mine, because my family says down. It doesn't matter where you're going. They always be like, we going down. They're like, that's not even down. So I've just assimilated.
I know, because someone's like, you going down to Detroit this week? And I was like, I'm going up to Detroit. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was my week. There you go.
My week wasn't too bad, fellas. Just really spent time with the fam, worked hard, put some overtime in. A lot of crazy stuff that happened at work, though, because we got a new boss. We got a new ye boss.
Okay.
My ye boss is not the ye boss I had 2 weeks ago. So, did a lot of working on knowing him and getting to know him and stuff like that. So, did a lot of family stuff. We cut the grass, and because I'm trying to keep up with the grass, Q.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that.
It's important, man. That's important.
The wife, she bought a bird feeder. And let me tell you right now, if y'all don't have a bird feeder, them birds be eating the shit out of that food, okay? And then they shit all on your car if your car is next to the food feeder thing.
So, your car next to the food feeder?
Okay, I park in the driveway, and the bird feeder is on the porch. So then when they fly off, they just shit all on my car.
Oh, so they make their way.
So so it's not next to the bird feeder.
No, it's not.
But you're still getting your car shit off.
Yeah, it's just like, I wish it was next to it because it would make more sense.
Have you said anything to the wifey about that?
Yeah, I told her I'm going to take that motherfucker and put it on the backyard or something, but she won't let me do it yet.
Bob Vila recommends on a tree.
Immediately when he said bird feeder, the first thing I thought of was, well, that's a bunch of shit. First thing I thought of was, that's a bunch of bird shit you got to deal with.
Oh, man.
Birds are nothing but rats with wings.
I know.
Not all birds, just but pigeons. They,
but
fuck birds.
Here's what I told my wife.
Somebody has some issues with birds.
Man, right?
Here's what I told my wife, BJ. This is what I told my wife.
That Stephen King movie?
Yeah.
My pops knew I didn't like birds, so he used to let his bird out of the cage and come right at us.
They're all
going to
laugh at you.
Hey, that's scary.
I was crawling on the ground like it was in Vietnam. And my pops was just fucking laughing.
Get it away.
That's why he was the greatest.
I'm here to tell you right now. That bird feeder, I told her, I said, the only thing I like about the bird feeder is that when the birds come, you get different type of birds. You get the cardinals, you get the blue jays, you get the yellow bird, whatever that's called. You get regular birds, and I like it. But they get food all over the damn porch, and they shit on my car. I don't like that.
Is the yellow bird a canary?
Yes, I would say a canary, yes. Okay.
So or a Tweety bird.
Yeah, it's called Tweety bird.
I don't know if that's an actual real bird.
I think a Tweety bird's a canary.
Is it?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, a canary's a real bird. That's what they use during mining.
Well, I know the canary, but not the Tweety bird.
Well, that's what we go. We're gonna stick with it.
Name is Tweety.
Yeah, but is that like an actual? Do we actually have a
Tweety? The canary tweets, and when it goes in the mine.
We're sticking with this.
Yeah, so when they pull it out of the mine, if it's dead, then they can't. The people can't go down there because the canary has the very close lung system to humans.
Yeah.
That we use at the time.
But if it come out tweeting, we good to go.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's Tweety bird. We sticking with that.
Okay.
All right. So, but that was my week. Just worked hard. But hey, real talk. Since we already talked about what we did for the week, and then Money Q brought up birthdays.
Quick one. Do you know what Q has in common with birds?
No.
Those motherfucking talons.
Throwback. Hey, throwback.
Welcome back.
Man.
Show your other wrong shoe.
I don't even know what they talking about right
now. Show your other wrong shoe.
I ain't showing shit. This my camera. I record what I want, motherfucker.
He got on two wrong shoes.
An Adidas flop. And a Nike flop.
Hey, man, look, because this is how I gets down, baby. You see that?
And the talons. And the talons.
Y'all some haters.
Like, you've been walking through hot coals.
Shut up.
Like Ace Ventura.
It looks like if Blake took a shirt off. Q in the volcano.
Q, did you go to St. Helens over the week?
You said Fort Wayne, you lying ass.
Sorry, I had to do that too.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do our birthdays, because Q had brought up birthdays.
Yes, yes.
So, happy birthday to them. Mondo, you got
hell no, nigga. I got, hold on. Yeah, happy birthday to them. Hold on, nigga.
No, you had already told them. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Motherfucker. Shout out to Bo Baby up in this motherfucker.
Bo Beezy.
You definitely got to give him his proper due.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You wouldn't even say him. Why didn't you say him? You
nigga, because I wasn't naming birthdays. You the one who tried to skip.
You named him.
No, you just said like one birthday.
You said two birthdays.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying don't skip, because I got more, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, well, come with that shit then.
Bo Baby. We got, like I said, Papa LeSure down. He's turned 71. My cousin Michelle.
Nice.
Yep. And then last one, we got this one. You got, I ain't gonna even say the name, Mono. I'll let you shout her out. Ray Mack's wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I call her Francis. Y'all call her Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
That's Francis. AKA Frankie. Happy birthday. My cousin Stephen Greer. Happy birthday. Wendell. Wet Dizzle. My bro Juan, his birthday happened. Girl Liza, happy birthday.
Is Wendell the guy we used to hoop with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little short dude. Yeah, okay.
Wendell Rice.
What up, Wendell?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I called his phone. I called his phone when we had landlines. I called his phone when he was living with his parents. And I called him for his birthday one time. I was like, Mr. Wendell, yay. And it was his dad. His dad's name, Wendell, too. His dad was like, who you want to talk to? I was like, I was calling to talk to Wendell. He's like, Lil Wendell? I was like, shit. And I did that shit. I fucked up on his birthday once.
That nigga said he caught the landline.
No, I'm telling the truth.
I know.
Yeah, so those are my birthday shout outs. What you got, too?
Only one I got is from my sister who got, she got murdered May the 12th. Is her birthday, and I love her, and happy birthday, Rose Yolanda Gordon. That's the only one I got.
All right. That's it. So what are we still in Taurus or are we Gemini right now?
We just entered Gemini.
Just entered Gemini.
We just got there.
Shout out to the Geminis, man.
Yep, and the Tauruses as of old. So.
Yep, fuck them. Moving on.
All right, moving on. Current events. Current.
Nigga, right? Are you kidding me?
Wait, I'm not going to tell you what you did.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Sorry, I don't know why I went up there with you, Mondo.
Hey, it's okay. It's really good.
That's it. Ooh, yeah. Woo, woo,
woo, woo. I said, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you was thinking.
I know. I was just trying to move forward.
It had not been for the Lord.
Boy, it had not been that natter. Not a nair natto.
Not a nair natto.
So let's go with some local and current events. Let's do that. Now, I found something on the news, and it just came out this week. It's tape to go around your tortilla. You get a tortilla, and I know I'm saying it the way I'm saying it. You get a tortilla.
But how do you say it the right way, just in
tortilla.
Case?
Tortilla.
That ain't the right way. That's how you're saying it. What's the right way?
I said it the way I say it, and that's my right.
Nobody asked what your right way was, T. I said, what is the right way? Tortilla. Just let them know you're talking about a tortilla, man. Go ahead.
All right. It's a tortilla. But they got tape, and it's edible tape to keep your tortilla. It keeps it wrapped. So that way you don't have to worry about it falling apart while you're trying to eat it. What y'all think about that?
I think that would have been great when I was 3 years old. But considering that I'm grown, I'm a pretty, adept at holding my fucking tortilla together. Tortilla. Yeah. I'm pretty good at holding that together without the tape. But
it's a new thing. What you think, Mbilda?
I mean, you seem very excited about it.
I just want to try it for one reason.
You really wanted to try the edible tape.
Yes. Really weird. I just want to try it for one reason.
But I was like, okay, try it. You are excited about this. So that makes me excited about this tortilla.
Tortilla.
I mean, if they have it, I try it. But, you know, it's not like on my top five to-do list of 2022. But you're happy.
I'm happy about it only because of the fact that I have been holding. Like, both of y'all make sense. He's been holding it. All his life. You've been holding all your life. I've been holding all my life. The only difference is, you don't care about the tape at all. He's like, I've been holding it anyways. And I'm like, I still want to try it.
Why don't you just take the shell and then put a wrap around it. And then that way, the wrap protects it. So it's almost like a cheese gordita.
They have one. It's called a crunch wrap.
That's how I make. That's how what we make here. We make cheesy gordita crunches.
Or do that, and then just put some Scotch tape on it.
Or plumber's tape. I was gonna go with the Teflon tape.
We use electrical tape.
We're not doing Teflon tape.
I think you should do Scotch tape.
I ain't doing Scotch tape.
It's clear. You know, it's clear tape. Double sided. It may taste funny, but it's going to, you know, probably rock your world.
What'd you say, man? As long as it ain't got no color, you can eat it.
Yeah, it's invisible, you know.
I mean,
it's clear coating your tacos. That's what it's called, I believe. Clear coat.
I like that.
Y'all, please tell Terrell y'all playing, or he gonna come back next Sunday. Tell him how he used Scotch tape.
Yeah, I like Mr. 100 gonna miss his first show.
His intestines gonna be all fucked up with tape.
He's sleeping and shitting.
What the fuck? Something stuck in his stomach.
So yeah, I heard about that. So I just want to inquire about that. Did y'all hear about the garden that's on top of the Pacers building?
Oh, the food garden?
Yeah, they got strawberries, they got cherries, they got peppers, they got cucumbers.
So, question. This garden, I don't know if you know this or not, but are we, like, is it a garden? Like, is the Pacers doing, you're talking about the Pacers, right?
Yes.
Are they doing this just for fun? Are they doing it to donate to communities?
They're doing it to donate to the homeless and stuff like that. They're not selling it in the actual.
So I can't get no.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why I got to buy a $14 piece of pizza?
But I'm a taxpayer, and I can't get any of that.
And I can't get none?
Oh, hell.
And I can't get
but
none?
We don't, but taxpayers don't pay Pacers salary.
We pay for the building.
Ticket sales.
I'm paying for that garden.
Right?
I'm paying for that. Yeah.
Are we?
I'm talking about that garden.
Yeah, I'm talking about the garden. I'm talking about them.
But I'm saying, but are we paying for it? It's on top of the Pacers building.
I want a tomato.
Give me one. For free.
I want a tomato.
Mondo, if I go down there with you, I'll probably get one.
I don't.
They give them to the homeless.
Oh, damn.
Boom. Here's my admission ticket. Look. You don't see Mondo next to me.
Look, I'll get the tomato
and destroy
it.
This nigga look homely.
I don't know where all these jokes are coming from. I'm sorry, guys.
So, yeah, they got the garden up there. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I was like, hey, I got strawberries and cherries and all that stuff up there. Peppers and stuff.
How long have they been doing it? Do you know?
They said they've been doing it for like the last couple of years. And I don't know like exactly how many what is couple, because I know couple is two, but they've been doing it for a couple of years. And
they've been like, I don't know why I haven't been able to buy fresh strawberries.
So are we landing on 2 years? I was like, how long have they been doing it? It was like a couple of years. I know a couple is two, but I don't know how many years.
Yeah, they can say a couple and it mean four. I don't know.
Okay. Normally but, they'll say multiple or
no,
few. Well,
no, they said a couple.
So that's two.
That's why I went with two.
But you didn't go with two.
I said a couple. And that could be two.
And then you said three or four.
A couple and is I said two.
It could be more.
A couple is two.
I know. It could be more by how people talk. Strawberries. You know, people what don't always.
I don't think he knows.
I tried to tell you, I didn't
like,
know.
Why was somebody do the potato potato thing? Strawberries. I was like, what does that have to do with?
Because it's how you say shit.
A couple means two, a few means a small number.
Yes.
A couple years. So two. I wanted the audience to get smarter.
The thing is, he said it all right, except for the last sentence. He was like, yeah, a couple years, but you know, I know a couple is two, but I don't know how many years.
It costs a tax.
I tried to tell you I didn't know exactly the answer.
It was $25 million that we helped pay in 2019 when they re-signed the lease. It came from the taxpayers for the building.
So we did pay for the building?
Oh. So with me being homeless, I'm entitled to tomatoes and strawberries.
We should be able to get tomatoes and strawberries. I agree. If we pay for the building, we should be able to get some.
We should be able to get that.
Picket signs and start striking immediately. Just like, hey, where's my tomatoes and strawberries?
I want some cucumbers. For real.
I want the fresh shit.
I want some cucumbers.
I love cucumbers. I want some
pickled cucumbers.
Hey, I love them. Fuck that. I want them. Like, if we paying for it, we should have it.
I got a sporadic question for you guys. Do you guys know what a, not you, BJ, you white, you probably know.
Damn.
Do you guys know what a pickled cucumber is called?
A pickled cucumber?
Yes.
A pickle.
That's an onion. Yes, I know, but I can't think of it right now. Cha-cha pickles. Is it cha-cha pickles? Because that's what my mom and dad makes. And
so now this is funny because I was waiting for you to say what you had to say so I could laugh at you because I thought it was pickle.
Yeah.
But it could be cha-cha pickle. I don't know.
That's what my mom and dad makes from the South.
I was like, is it a trick
question? It was supposed to be a trick question. Yeah, it'd be pickle, motherfucker.
I know. Yeah, because my dad and mom's from the South.
I've never heard. It could be a cha-cha pickle. I don't know what that is.
I think it's called cha-cha pickle.
It's jerkin. Another name for it is jerkin.
Jerkin?
A pickle cucumber? Damn it. So, look, I guess I fooled myself.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, guys.
I might or might not be right, but I know cha-cha pickles. Okay. And I know that they get, you know, you put them in the mason jar and stuff like that. I know that.
Pickles at Dan's. Cha-cha. I'm glad y'all laughed because I thought that was a lame-ass joke. Thanks, guys.
That was okay.
And that's the
back ass right there. You only need one.
I'm about to say, you know our rules. As long as you get one chuckle.
As long as you get one.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
And you got two.
No worries.
All right. So the garden on top of there, we talked about that. Let's go into any local and current news that you guys have because I have some other stuff, but you guys got anything?
Go ahead, Q.
I just got a couple written down. So we haven't spoken. We're at the end of May.
Yeah.
Mental awareness month.
Yes.
Mental health awareness month.
Yes.
So I just wanted to put that out there. You know, we've talked about it a couple times on the show before, but we want to make sure people getting help for their mental health if they need it is just as important as your physical health, spiritual health. So. You know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
So, I think there are a lot of people that do not admit the fact that they have some type of mental.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't even know where to turn to.
Yeah.
Even the strongest people that you know, on the outside looking in, it may seem very strong-willed and what have not, are dealing with mental issues.
I'm mainly depressed and most people don't know.
Oh, shit.
It's hereditary.
I think you do. And that's crazy because, like,
because if you're around me, I'm just the most positive person in the world. But yeah, I've
seen you when you've had episodes.
Oh, it's dark.
Yes.
It's bad. It just like.
Did you put your hands on mine though?
Oh, dude, no. He like ripped the phone out of it. It's a classic video on Facebook. And they put the Lil Jon music. Turn down for what? And then BJ just rips the phone out of the wall.
Someone made a video of it?
Oh, yeah.
We worked at Aaron's and our boy Jay Moy. One of the reasons we're best friends is because we both have, like, we deal with a lot of issues.
Yeah.
that, but a lot of the people that have mental issues is also it's people that have a lot of burden on them. And then it feels like they're constantly, like, most, a lot of great leaders, great people try to fix everything else instead of working on themselves, mm-hmm. right? And they're good. I'm very good at helping other people.
Yeah.
But when it comes, I'm terrible helping myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's something, like, it's just, it's talk to somebody. I mean, you can't, and we're all dudes here, we all have a good time, but talk to your best friend.
Well, and honestly,
Mondo, my best friend, I can't talk to this nigga for shit. No,
honestly, I'm gonna turn the tables on that. I actually talked to Q this week, and because I've been going through some stuff. Like, I'm not gonna hide myself from everybody else, knowing that I'm gonna help everybody else, knowing I'm gonna do what I gotta do for everybody else, and I don't have to do anything. It's just what I choose to do, but I choose to hide myself behind this shield of I'm just good. And I actually broke down the queue like this week, right?
You did, yep.
So, I mean, that's my best friend. Like, he's one of my best friends, and I have to be able to release
I appreciate
all that
it.
Pressure that builds up, that builds up, that builds up, that builds up. And once you got that, all that built up, like, and don't know, I used to let loose on people, strangers, out of nowhere, and it was not good.
Yeah, that's just one of I mean, even just from the outside looking in, you know, as a friend, sometimes you have to just ask, you know, ask your people, you know, like, hey man, is everything okay? Because you get kind of like, you know, indications that something could be off. You
can well, not only that though, it was more of okay. What BJ was talking about, just calling Q, just calling Money Q and releasing. Actually putting yourself out there. Nobody has to ask.
Just put a no homo behind that.
Colin Money.
You didn't release on me.
I don't deal with no homo.
Release the house?
Hey, yo, Q, what you doing?
No. That's what happens when you try to get serious. That shit turns around on you.
I appreciate the comfortability, but that's us, man. I mean, it's the pack. You know what I mean?
I ain't scared to call you and tell you, hey, I'm feeling bad.
Like, I wanna call you a soft batch right now, like we normally would do, but everybody,
but you can't.
Right,
but you can't.
Not in May,
not in this moment,
not during May, yeah. Not during May.
But when June hit,
you say that shit again. but no, seriously though, man. I mean, everybody at some point in time goes through something, and like BJ was saying, it's just a matter of how much you got to deal with, how you can deal with it, what kind of outlet you got, like Terrell saying, being able to just reach out. To your loved ones, to your people, to your support staff. So, happy
always, mental. Always keep that open bridge with somebody out there because everybody has mental health problems. Everybody has those.
Yeah, you just don't know. You don't know what the person's going through, especially if they don't talk about it.
Yep.
So, like I said, make it a point for you to ask.
And the rule number one is somebody opens up to you, don't start talking about yourself.
Yes. Right.
That just drives me insane.
Because T does that shit all the time. Like, see, I'm going through some shit.
I'm about to jump. I'm about to jump, T. You know, I thought about jumping once.
Yep.
We were having this morning meeting, and I was going to go to the room.
Hey, I've been and told you about what I'm going through, because I ain't scared to tell nobody.
But what about the other person, T? Problems.
I mean, I'm about to have two boys graduate, right? And one that's about to be a senior.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my God. Like 18 years just flew by, and it's like they graduate this Friday, two of them.
I can't wait till my boys graduate.
I can't wait till they get out.
Yeah. I know you're bringing up your own shit. Shut up.
Hey, so I quoted insurance for them this week on cars if they get them. I quoted all kinds of stuff this week. If you get this, it's going
to
be this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you get on your own phone plan, this is what's going to be.
Hell yeah.
There's like, thanks, Dad, but ain't none of that shit happening. We staying on your insurance. You upgrading our new iPhone to the 13.
You got the hookup.
Like, no, you got pretty girls.
Pretty women.
They can find ways to get money.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Don't know what that song had to do.
Just cause
maybe they mules.
Yeah, you don't know
what
you know, sticking the ice cream up their butt, taking it across the border on the plane. Oh. Mule. You don't know what a mule is?
I know what a mule is.
But
I've never heard it called ice cream.
Yeah, why never had a mule and sticking ice cream up his
booty? Well, a mule is just someone who transports drugs. Ice cream
but I'm thinking
is
an actual mule. It's an animal.
Right.
It's not a person that sticks ice cream up
his
head.
Well, he was talking about people.
Terrell said he started singing ice cream when he was talking about girls getting money. Amen. I'm just saying there's plenty of places to be a mule for women. That's it. Not from personal experience, what I saw on the ID network.
Okay, moving forward.
Okay, donkey. Okay.
That is a nice boulder.
Oh, I got a upcoming event. Nick Cannon's coming to town. Wilding Out. I know you don't give a fuck, T. You don't like Nick Cannon. But Wilding Out.
You might as well look at me, too.
You don't like it either? Well, Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out's coming to Noblesville, June.
You gonna go see it?
Yeah, nigga. I love Wildin' Out.
You don't enjoy it?
Yeah.
I do not enjoy Wildin'
Out.
Yep. I never was a fan when it first started. I like some of the talent that came out of there. You know,
yeah.
You know, DC Young Fly, stuff like that. But I do not like Wildin' Out.
I don't like it only because it's scripted and they call it freestyle like comedy now. Because they tried to call it improv and it wasn't improv, so the entire improv community went crazy over it. And then they started, and they started calling it freestyle comedy, but it's still scripted.
I just don't like
if I start a song right now that y'all don't know, and all of a sudden all three of us start singing the chorus, how do you know the chorus if I ain't sang it first?
Terrell, we know that the show is prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't like it for that reason. It's not that I don't like Nick Cannon. Like, he cool, he corny to me, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't respect the show.
Are they good?
It's the only thing. Yeah, they're really, really good. The only thing that's weird about them is his voice says "power on." Connected.
Oh hell no!
It scares me when it does
it. I don't want Nick on my phone.
Jealous of Nick Cannon. I'll be honest.
A lot of people are.
I mean, he got babies by Mariah Carey.
Mm.
Then he going out here just populating the earth with babies.
So I heard he got a lot of kids.
He's got a lot of kids. Yeah. He lost one recently. Yeah. Condolences.
Now the model's pregnant again.
Yeah, and then he got somebody. I mean, he's just having babies. So I feel him. I'm like, man, I really probably on the low key want to be Nick Cannon.
I mean, if you can afford it, fuck it.
His business sense is unreal.
Yeah, dude. He hooked up with Viacom, and yeah, this dude is very.
I mean, he's doing the Masked Singer and everything, like all that, Wild 'N Out shit.
The Masked Singer's trash.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I know, but he's still making money off of
that
shit.
Yeah, he's making money. He had a talk show, but it got canceled.
He has a pretty good podcast, he does too.
So I say kudos. I hate a lot on Nick Cannon, but I'm very proud of the young man.
I mean, hey, do the best you can
Chico
do.
Chico Bean's my guy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, Chico Bean's funny in hell. Man.
Yeah, you said, why am I coming to Noblesville? That's nice.
WWE's coming to Evansville.
Ooh.
If y'all didn't know that, they'd be here on Monday, I do believe.
For what?
Wrestling. Monday Night Raw.
My nigga said wrestling.
Monday Night Raw,
wrestling. Right. I think so. I know they're gonna be here. It's either this Monday or next Monday.
It's Monday because we're supposed to have someone on the guest tomorrow, and they said their son bought them tickets for Raw.
Oh,
Okay, so yeah, they'll be in Evansville.
Nice.
Another local and current thing, man. I know this kind of like off subject, but it ain't because it's current. They had a giraffe over in the. California. They had a giraffe over in California, and I like giraffes. I'm real big on giraffes, and his legs was fucked up. Like, the babies are born at like 6 foot tall, damn near, but the baby's knees was backwards, so they put braces on this giraffe. Man, you should have saw that giraffe run up out of that hospital when they got the damn braces on them, man.
About graphs.
No, giraffes.
You know,
I didn't know if it was a grafts or someone got drafted.
Oh,
okay. All right, I can understand the miscommunication. It was a giraffe. It was a giraffe.
This is why enunciation helps.
No, I know how to pronunciate just fine. I like to say it the way I like to say it.
So did they name the giraffe Forest?
No, they should have. Because that's the first thing I thought of. Like, when they brought him out the little hospital room and they had the little... little leg braces on. I was like, run, Forrest.
I don't know what else was the best part of the movies when he got hit in the head with that rock.
Hey.
Lock it.
Oh, shit, I better run.
By the way,
no, she told him to run.
She's the villain of that whole movie.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Fucking
horrible.
There's a couple. Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, but it's a couple movies like now that like we actually reflect on the movies. Forrest Gump is one where Jenny's really the villain. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh man, it's coming under trickeration.
Well, they said it's coming under scrutiny because of like, wow, if you're really looking at what Robin Williams' character did in this movie, it was pretty fucked up as a parody.
Hey, if you look at now, I'm gonna take you back before Mrs. Doubtfire, Tootsie.
Tootsie was a
that was another trickeration.
That set the trend.
That was the one. Tootsie set the trend for that bullshit in Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes, sir.
Bosom Buddies.
That was another one. Yep.
Got two Tom Hanks shows in this one. Forrest Gump and Bosom Buddies.
So he must take the award for this. Yes.
Oh, by the way, Johnny was not the bad guy in Karate Kid.
You know, like I said,
I called that 3 years ago.
Now from 50-50 on that.
He's the new guy in town. 50-50.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Johnny, he had a crew, and they
Then there's this weird Asian guy hanging out with teenage kids in his apartment that gets drunk around.
I'm 50-50 on that. So I'm 50-50.
I fixed your bike.
A whole lot of trick going on.
Hey man, hey, like that. I love those movies, but the
Netflix basically talked about that how Daniel LaRusso as they got older. Because yeah. Moy texted me, he's like, dude, they're talking about your theory from the podcast you had. I was like, I told you
Danny was actually the asshole in the actual villain.
So, anyways, the G-Raff got braces.
Nice.
So he's moving around, you know, stuff like that. Another local and current thing, women's soccer just got equal pay as men. What do y'all think about that? Because like they've been going back and forth about that for a while.
Damn.
So
that's a loaded question right there.
Very much so.
Yes, sir.
I still don't think it's equal. I mean, you think about some of the...
Well, they said that... Let me give a little information first.
But you think about like the Messies and things like that. The guys are making almost $500 million. I guarantee you, it's not going to be one woman that even comes close to that number that the higher end soccer players that are males. Equal play, like I said, equal pay thing is very true. I got to see.
So, Terrell, what did you come up with?
Okay, so they said that women are now going to get equal pay for soccer players as men. They said that that the league has to give back $22 million in back pay because of this thing that they're signing on to. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that money's going to be distributed or whatever, but they said that the men are going to lose money. I can see how they're going to lose money if they're going to take $22 million and try to
pay it out back. That's what we keep on talking about. This. It's two different leagues. It's a man and a women's league. It's not coming out of the men's pocket.
It's the US,
I got
it's
it.
The US you got up. It's U.S. soccer.
It's U.S. soccer?
Yeah, it's U.S. women's soccer.
Okay.
All right. See, and T, I asked you because the whole week we have been telling you to get this information, and you just said the exact same thing you have said each three times. So did you look to see how this, because I found it in like 10 minutes.
I did not find it.
What did you find when you looked? Yeah, that the question was, did you look?
Well, that wasn't the question you just asked.
It's absolutely the question I just asked.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Did you look?
I did not look.
Okay, all right, so let me give the information. All right, yeah. And I knew you wouldn't, which is why I looked.
I could have looked,
but you didn't. I know what you could have did.
I know, but I'm admitting that I did
see
not.
What happened was,
yeah. Let me give the information. Let me give this. So it's U.S. soccer, and then some other like this is just a big thing for U.S. Like other countries, a couple other countries already got the equal pay.
Yeah.
Now, like you were saying, Mondo, it's not equal pay. Equal pay.
Yeah.
It is, they are, so when a U.S. Soccer player plays an international game and represents the United States, just for going there, they get $8,000.
Nice.
And now that's the same for both men and women.
Okay.
Each game they win, they'll get $10,000 for each victory they get. If they don't win anything, team don't get any extra money.
That $20 million is that split among the next, that split could see the team's pool and share $20 million or more as much as next year. That'll be in addition to match payments, and they're expected to average $450,000 a year and double that or more in years when World Cup bonus money is added.
Yeah. So But this is what I wanted to say. This, remember, we because our question was, how in the hell is this going to affect the men?
Yes.
Right. Well, this is how it affects the men. So the like once the championship is over and all that stuff, there's a big pool of money that gets distributed to all the teams, like whether they did good or bad or whatever. Yeah. And right now, the men gets the lion's share of that money. Ah. Well, with this equal pay, now when that big lump sum gets distributed out, women will start getting. But they even said, like you said, shit, a top woman soccer player probably that won the championship probably still won't make a high salary as a sorry-ass dude who lost in the first round.
So, which is crazy. Because it's U.S. soccer, because the men didn't make it in 2018, the women did, and the women have won World Cup many times. I actually watched
four,
it.
Right?
Yeah, I actually watch it. And but the problem is, though, when we bring this on a bigger scale, like the WNBA, it's about ratings. Mm-hmm. Ratings pays you money, mm-hmm. right? So the right now, you know how much NBA is looking to shop their TV deal for? $75 billion.
Billion.
Right?
Ridiculous.
And then the WNBA loses money every year. Mm. And then, but it's about revenue. But like Ronda Rousey says it best, they asked her, like, well, how do you feel about fighters pay for women? And she's like, well, I'm the top of the card. People are paying me, so I should get paid more than someone that's at the bottom of the card.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about what money you generate. If you have two salespeople, right, and one's bringing in $100 million, the other's bringing in 10, are you going to pay him the same? No, you're not.
It's all about asses in seats.
Yeah, but the U.S. soccer is different because U.S. soccer is basically a little like the Olympics and stuff like that, right? But I don't know. I just think that that's a good move by them because the women's soccer won, and then they did have higher ratings, especially when they played China and Japan. But on the other aspect of equal pay, like, there's no way that WNBA player should make as much as LeBron James.
But then also, on the same lines of that, a lot of things about the Neil contract, Neil agreements, the what is it, name, image, likeness.
Yes.
Excuse me. I guess that's the three-letter designation NFL. They give for college athletes to get paid.
Saban just went off on that.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Yeah, Deion Sanders going off on...
Saban has no one to talk about shit.
At all.
So you go after a predominantly black school, in a school that basically got a top recruit that didn't even have proper accommodations or proper coaches or nothing like that.
That's why he's mad. That's why he's mad.
Saban's a cunt.
Yeah, he's mad because he didn't get him. You just fool a family in from Hawaii.
But Texas A&M coach got him, too. He's like, go ask his former coaches what some of the stuff he's done. You're like, if you go dig deep enough, you'll really see what
he's done. That's why no one's really dug deep at it.
Jimbo Fisher.
Everybody knows. This isn't a secret. Jimbo
should shut the fuck up on that one before they start digging in on his ass. Because, boy, I'm pretty certain they'll find all sorts of crazy shit about paying players and what have not. So, yeah.
All righty, well. We're going to go ahead and move forward. We need to spend a decent amount of time talking about local and current news.
We love you, ladies. We do.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go into the Pat Corner. Let's go into the Pat Corner first. Y'all tell me about Demo's birthday. We didn't bring up Demo's.
Oh, dope. Has it only been a week since we've been down there?
Yeah, because we went down there Sunday night after the show.
After the show.
Mm,
we ain't talking about Demos. Can we talk about Demos?
So, yeah, Pat Corner. You already know what time it is. It's me and Money Q shooting down to B-Town.
Ow, 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 ow!
To kick it with Demos, Fat Kid and the crew, man, for Darren Mosley's birthday. So it was a fantastic time. Started off kind of rocky. We went to Wendy's right here. And this Wendy's is like the worst Wendy's ever. By far, don't go into that Wendy's.
Don't
go into that Wendy's, bro.
Getting out the transition from the studio to Bloomington, it took a minute. It took a minute.
It was crazy. I'm thinking, you know, we go in because the line was long, you know, drive-through. I was like, oh, it seemed like there's nobody in there. I see why nobody was in there. Because they do you had to order your food type deal. And then people see you standing there. And they just ignore you.
We went to a Wendy's that didn't have like a electric menu screen. The only menu they had were paper menus sitting on the counter.
Oh, dude. Like, and this Wendy's up here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it started off with that. We spent a little bit too much time in there just ordering simple food. And then we made our way to Bloomington and had a blast.
I don't know if you want to go into some details.
Or... Yeah, we got there.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. We got there, went over to, we thought we were going to hit up Fat Kid, you know, always the Fat Kid when we get in town, but he was over our dude Wynn's crib. Yeah. There's a picture up on Facebook, me, M-Do, and Wynn. Yeah. Woo, 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 you know what I mean? but no, we went over there and, hey, man, we had a blast. So D-Mo's is, just to give everybody a little bit of background on D-Mo's, he is, one of Fat Kid's older brother, Fat Kid's in the pack, and D-Mo's does IT. Great soul, man. Great soul. People love him down there, but he is like the karaoke guru down in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yes.
So for his birthday, he actually was working that night doing karaoke at a bar. So, and apparently, I didn't know this, but the bar that we were at, that is the first bar that he got a karaoke contract. So it was his birthday. He was working. Stars lined up. So they was like, hey, let's just do a big karaoke thing for the night for your birthday. So, dude, and let me tell you, the energy was amazing.
It was.
Like, people was having a blast.
And I don't think he thought it was going to be a big turnout because it was on a Sunday first.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday. So he wasn't expecting, you know, a lot of folks to show up. And then, yeah, I think he was pleasantly surprised at the folks that did show up and make sure to celebrate his birthday. So. Good time.
People was grooving. Wynn even sang.
Yeah, Wynn.
He don't even like to sing karaoke. We got him out there singing.
Which side note on this one. So before we actually go to you know, to the karaoke spot, we're at Wynn's house. You know, we get some drinks. You know, we getting righteous, baby. You know what time it is. So we end up talking to Wynn, me and Q, because Fat Kid had already had to go because, you know, he was working the gig too. So, man, Wynn, why don't you ever sing? So Wynn was like, oh, you know, I'm kind of shy, which I get. But we ended up putting karaoke up on his screen and singing some songs. And one of the first songs he sang, I can't remember what song it was, but I think it was grooving though. But when Wynn started singing the song, he was covering his eyes. And so I was so baffled. I was like, why is Wynn covering his eyes? And so I'm looking at Q, and Q's looking at me. And I was like, I can't look at Q no more because I'm about to bust out laughing because we both.
Because you know when he looked at me, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
So I'm looking at Q like, and Q like, I'm like, okay. Don't look at Q no more. But we ended up singing a couple of songs before we even went to do karaoke. And like I said, yeah, we had a great time up there. It was a lot of fun.
And like Mondo said, we was grooving at Wynn's crib. We was grooving. I don't know why he's so shy, you know,
He probably had stage fright. He can't look out and see.
I mean, that's exactly what it's. I just don't understand why, though.
No,
nigga dances in front of, like, he'll.
He's going to dance and win his own.
Yeah, he'll dance in front of somebody in a heartbeat. But so that's.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, different strokes with different folks. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So, just wanted to bring up D-Mo's birthday in the Pat Cast because, I mean, y'all had a good little time. I wasn't there. I had to work the next day. So, you know, hey, D-Mo's, happy birthday to you too, bro.
And I plan on throwing up a couple. I got a couple more videos because I recorded a couple of them. You see the one with him and Carrie?
Yes.
What song was that? I do say
it was like Ike and Tina Eat the Cake. Was it that one?
Yeah, that song. Yeah. Those words. I can't remember, but yeah. It wasn't a Tina Turner song, but
but it was Eat the Cake anime. Yeah. saw that.
Yeah, it was a great time, man. Always a blast when we get to go down there and kick it with our brethren down in Bloomington. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. There's the Pat Corner. Yay. Hey, that's the Pat Corner.
Birthday. Always a turn up, baby.
All righty. Happy birthday, D-Mo.
Turn down for what?
All right. So let's go ahead and get into something else. We got some minutes left. We got Money Q Central. He was talking about being properly prepared. That's what Money Q was talking about this week.
All right. Cool. Well, let's get into it then.
Money.
Q Central. Hey, what up, everybody? Y'all know I love jumping into this section. It's been a while, but this is the section where we like to do the money talk to find out how to make the money walk. All right. Saving money is a mindset. Changing your bag, you got to change the way you think, the things you do, to get a little bit different, you know, a different financial status, if you will, right? So this week we decided to talk about being properly prepared for things. As we know, you know, I was able to go down to Bloom because I ain't got no job.
You ain't got no job.
I ain't got no job. So I was able to go down to Bloom. But what I've been doing since from my transition to a job to now is just really trying to figure out what the next steps will be. You know what I mean? And going through that, you know, I got my IT company, Cube Technologies. We're revving up our chess programs, which are really big in the summer. But we're also trying to get that off the ground during the school time. And just, you know, website design, just things of that nature, right? And so I was talking to some of my friends, their successful friends, family members that I know. And one of the things that they had brought up to me that it didn't even occur to me is insurance. Ooh. Having the proper insurance, right? Like, I got my company, it's been going and everything like that. But there, he was telling me, like, majority of the businesses out there has some kind of insurance for you to buy just in case something bad happens, right? Like Mondo was getting on my case about a year ago when I was like, hey man, I got my first customer. I put up a TV on the wall. And Mondo was like, what the fuck? What they got to do with IT? Remember? Do y'all remember that shit?
Yeah.
But, you know, insurance, right? What if I put that up on the wall and then, yeah, a week later or something like that, and it falls and breaks the TV or hurts someone. So insurance, you know, getting the proper coverage. But then also, you know, making sure that when you're going to set things up, right, whether it be a new account, whether it be a transitioning an account, and I'm talking about bank accounts, warranties, I'm talking about anything like that. You have to just make sure that you know what you need and then go out there and see what the options are. And then weigh those and see which one is the best one. That is the best way to be properly prepared. So,
I actually, go ahead, BJ.
I do have a question. What's your take on the stock market that is down?
Woo!
It's actually hit bull on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a difference between being a bull market and a bear market.
Correct.
A bear market's what you want to be in. I believe a bull market is not.
That's a generalization, which is normally accurate. But I mean, there are some people who specifically wait for the bullish market and who trade bull wise.
If you write it out right, if you basically, because there's a lot of people that lost some money, like Bitcoin fell below 30,000 more than once this week, less than half of where it's peaked at 69,000 November 21. The bond market is down also. The inflation numbers are not helping. And also right now with rent almost 20%, 25% in some areas.
Uh-huh.
So, people can't even afford the rent now and they can't get a house. So that's what's causing, but they said a lot of it's based off of, psychology more than anything.
Absolutely.
Cause, one of the guys who predicted the housing market, have you ever seen The Big Short?
I haven't watched it yet.
Michael Bublé, I think his name
Bublé.
Is. No.
Oh, sorry.
That's a damn singer, ain't it?
But he's the one who made like $1 billion betting on the housing market to fail. He says we're heading for another .com crash, which right now the numbers are heading where the .com crash happened back in the early. Because there's three crashes. There's the housing market, the .com market, and then we're in the same trend right when it happened before.
Or like recession time.
Hmm.
Well, some people want it to crash though. Because they're going to come in and buy that for a dollar, or just say a dollar, it's probably going to go up to 300, and look what they're going to make off buying it so low.
Yep. Mm. I mean, that's the stock market. That's the stock market ebbs and flows, and the people who actually study that and who actually put in the time, who properly prepares, they're ready. So when the stock goes down, like you said, they're waiting on that. But there are ways in the stock market, which I don't want to get too much into it, but there's ways in the stock market that as the stock price is going down, you still can make after the price doesn't always have to go up to make money. If you do it, if you properly study and prepare and everything, you can make money when a stock price goes up or down. So, but yeah, and psychology is what drives the stock market. People's interest in a product and people's lack of interest in a product.
It's kind of like watching Trading Places.
I think so.
Because in Trading Places, there's also insider.
Yeah, there's insider trading. Mm-hmm. Watching that movie. And that movie shows how you can take a man who, they bet for a dollar, that they can take the high-rise, like, stock market dude, put him down, and take a bum and put him up, and they bet a dollar. And all the insider trading, it's how that happened.
Okay.
So, well, and Elon Musk has lost almost $70 billion.
Yeah, I heard.
But I think that was set up, though.
Yeah, he was complaining. He said that they gave him false numbers when he bought Twitter.
Because of bots. Well, also, he said, I'm going to vote Republican, and then a scandal came out of sexual harassment.
Yeah, but the attendant of the SpaceX.
And then also, yeah. Tesla stock has fallen, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some wonderful things.
Yep, but that is any other questions? That's the Money Q Central for being prepared. Any other questions?
I have one.
What's up?
When you don't have the funds to be prepared, how do you set yourself up to get prepared?
Rob some money.
Okay,
that's what Wall Street does.
That's an interesting question because preparedness doesn't just necessarily mean financial,
right? Exactly.
I mean, you confuse me sometimes, T.
I know, I try to.
So, you can still start getting prepared by doing the proper research, right? Like, if you want to, like, what is it? Amazon, I think, is about to split, or stock is about to split right now, right? So, you might not have the money to buy an Amazon stock today, but maybe you're able to start saving for a week or a month later when
that's what I was asking.
That's like, what I'm answering.
That's what I was asking. You know, tell them, take a penny and put it to the side. Maybe 10 pennies.
If you do 150 a month, invest, and then over 6 months, I think, go to 350 and then increase it that way. And by the time you retire, you have close to 1.5 million in there. There's an article just came out about the formula, even though people like I'm 40, we're almost in our 40s. But if you can
almost
actually,
in.
There's a certain number if you can put it in and just. It doesn't have to be in the stock market, but it can be in something that gets interest besides putting it in a bank.
Right.
Well, and what, like we talked about this on the show before, like what I do is I take my change, dollar bills, $5 bills, and I put it in my thing, in my little popcorn bucket. You know, the big popcorn buckets that has different popcorns.
You save your change. We got it.
I save that, and I put dollars in there too and stuff, and I put all that in there, and I'll save like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Now, no, I ain't growing.
But what do you do with it?
Go on vacations or spend it on, you know, what I need to spend it on emergency-wise. Okay. Like, I might have to fix my car. And I know I'm a mechanic, but I might have to fix my car. I might need that money.
So is that like a emergency fund, kind of?
Yes. That's okay. Exactly what
that's
it is.
That's the grandpappy fund.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, right,
remember
right.
When they used to put it in the mattress? It's just not a mattress. It's just in the popcorn.
My grandpa filled up the water things, the water cooler.
Yeah, the blue ones.
Yeah, he took 12 of those to the bank one time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I use.
Straight up.
All right. Well, that's all I got. BJ, you ready to play me out, baby? Money, 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 money. Money. Q Central. Q Central.
All right.
This is a diverse show. We went from talking about weird shit to the stock market.
That's what we do, man.
S&P.
Hey, this is what it's supposed to be.
Every time someone asked me, they'd be like, hey, what do you talk about on your podcast? I was like, nothing and everything.
I mean, these motherfuckers are talking about bull and bear markets. That's how some of that gay porn stuff, isn't it?
Could be.
Yeah, we might go there every once in a while.
BJ, now you got me interested. What will pull up if I go put bull and bear in my
porn?
Out of BC.
Out of BC.
Out of
BC.
The ladies, man.
All right, fellas. Well, let's go ahead and get into Detective Petty McGee. We got some things that's happened in a couple of weeks that we have not discussed yet, but I think we need to get petty.
Break it down now. Detective Petty. Whoop whoop. Detective Petty.
Go, Petty, go. Hell yeah.
All right, let's get petty. All right, I'm going to start it off. So, you know, we have BJ. You know we be having these morning meetings, man.
Oh, shit.
You I've been having know. Them at work. I don't even need to have them. I'm just doing because it's hilarious to me now. It's
a morning meeting.
The morning meetings, bro. I don't know if I can't remember if I told y'all this or not, but she said I couldn't think at work. That was the she that was at my job.
Yeah, that's the lady.
Large Marge. Job, right? We call her Large Marge.
If I'm remembering correctly, though, she said you think too much.
I'm an overthinker. Okay, yes. Regardless of what she said, she is not presently there anymore. Uh-huh. She has been let go.
Because you guys got her.
No, checkmate happened when I showed him the picture. He was like, that means checkmate. Like, I was like, no, he got her. He actually did get her. She's gone.
That's what BJ said, though. Yeah, she got.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I was trying to bring up what Q was saying with the picture that I showed.
The picture was not checkmate.
Yes, it was, no, but I didn't print that.
Man, did this nigga get her or no?
No, I'm telling you, she's not there anymore.
Okay. Details?
I have a new...
Bad interrogation. But did you kill her?
Details.
I have a new, what they call, managerial. They ended up telling her to get her ass out the building immediately. And I have a new manager that has been there for probably about a week now. And cool manager, nice dude. I like him. You know what I mean? He's young. But hey, I like him better than I like her. Like the dude that set her up to get the checkmate, hey, bro, checkmated her. He king shitted her, dude.
Okay.
Straight up.
I feel like you just putting words together.
Yeah, a lot of them.
He king shitted her.
Hey, she don't work no. She don't work there no more because of what he did and that bullshit. About that, yes.
We talked about that.
Though. No, I'm saying.
All right, go ahead.
It's been changed now.
I'm gonna let you retell the story. Go ahead. Because we already know at the end game she got fired. This is the same story. It cannot be the same story to you.
I was about to tell you what happened this week.
All right, because you said a new manager. I'm thinking something about him. But now you're saying we keep on going back to the old manager. Got checkmated.
Remix.
I wanted to recall before I went forward.
Oh, Jesus. Why we got to recall it? They got to listen to the last episode to recall it. That's what I'm saying. You can just move
Yeah, niggas want to know what happened last week. They better tune in to last week.
Tune in to the last episode. Don't recap.
Okay, all right, cool. Then let's go forward.
There we go.
All right, then cool. Then there's another dude that quit. There's only three of us in the shop now. There's me. There's the other dude and the other dude. I ain't gonna put nobody's names out there, but like there's only three of us out there because you always get me on that and you know it. I'm gonna let that go. So there's only three of us there now. So the new dude came in and he's trying to work with us. But he's super cool. Like, he's literally came in there, young dude, trying to understand how we work and how we can make the money walk the way Money Q Central tells us.
Make it walk.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't be an ass.
I know it is. And I'm not following the track right now. So, he's real cool. Like, he's even told us, you know what I mean? Hey, bruh, like, I ain't going to be here till like 8:30. And I'm supposed to be there at 8. He's like, I ain't going to be there till 8:30. I don't expect y'all to be there till 8:30. I was like, what? He said that to me. I was like, okay, but I'm still coming in at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? So, like, there's a couple different scenarios of what's going on. But the pettiness is that, man, dude did his job, got done what needed to be done, and then another dude left. And now I think that, like, me and the other dude, the main dude that's there, I think he's going to leave too this week.
A lot of dudes at your shop.
I know, but I don't want
to. No, he said it's only three.
Yeah, it's me, the dude. The other dude quit last week.
Him, the dude, and the dude.
Yeah.
You, the dude, the dude.
But his bro is still there. Bro leave? I thought we had bro, we had dude.
No, Mondo had a bro.
Bro
was Mondo.
Bro was me?
Yeah, you had said something about bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you went, where you go? You did something with bro, but it wasn't your bro. It was.
Oh,
it was
wine.
Yeah, it was wine.
Yeah,
okay.
It was your boy.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it's just three of us that work there. And one the main dude that he's the shop foreman, I think he's about to leave.
Okay.
Two. So then it's just gonna be me and the dude.
The story voice great.
Right.
So is the new manager the dude? Are you counting?
Nah, he's just new manager.
All right, so he's manager.
Okay.
And
so,
three dudes counting you.
Yes.
Okay.
There's
okay,
a dude.
Okay.
There's a dude, and there's me.
Hang on.
And then the new manager. Write that down.
You got three dudes.
It's a puzzle.
Okay. Write that down. And so, like, the new manager, like, he's so cool. Like, everything's been so relaxing at my job now. And the pettiness is the dude that is the parts dude. So there's another dude. The parts dude. Right, parts dude. He's the one that checkmated her. Hey. He been petty as fuck.
Is he happy now, though? The dude that checkmated her?
Yes.
He's happy?
But he ain't doing his job as far as I think he could do it.
That's probably why he's happy.
Yeah.
He's like a lazy bum.
Yeah, he pulls the bare minimum.
So is the new manager dude too relaxed?
No. He's doing his job.
Okay.
But he comes in at 8:30 versus 8.
Because he has kids and stuff like that.
Like,
you don't
have kids.
No, I have kids.
Exactly. So it's
but like he the, said we didn't have to come in until 8:30
now.
So
that's a setup.
That's a
totally no. I go in at 8 o'clock every day. Yeah.
But which T said he still comes at 8. T ain't playing that.
Hey, fucked up thing is, here's how petty I was. I went to work yesterday, on Friday, and he was like, oh, well, you ain't got to come in until 8:30. I was like, fuck that. Like, you talked to me about this before. I told you I was going to be here at 8. I get paid hourly, not flat rate. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to come in at 8. These motherfuckers didn't show up till like 8:15, 8:20. So I told two other people not to clock in. So he could clock all three of us in and fix our time because we were there by 7:45. There's my petty.
So you created time card fraud?
That's what
no.
It sounded like for some people.
No.
Some people came in later. And
we
like,
took
no.
a picture. We took a picture on our phones and showed it to him that we were there.
But you just said someone showed up at 8:15 and 8:05, and you say clock him in for 7:45.
No, yeah. We showed me and two other dudes showed up at the shop at 7:45.
Oh, okay.
And then when they got there, they didn't get there till 8:05, 8:15.
Who's they?
The shop foreman and the new boss.
Are y'all really interested in the story like that?
Well, because I'm pointing out time card fraud.
Oh, yeah. No.
We
actually took a picture on our phones, and we took a picture in front of the shop that we were, because we normally get there at like 7:45, clock
Snapchat.
In. No, we didn't put it on Snapchat. we didn't do that.
How do you guys clock in?
We have to do it on the computer inside the building. If we can't get in the building, then how can we clock in?
Oh, I got it. So you're saying you weren't able to clock in because of the higher ups.
Yeah.
So when they came, you made them fix your time.
Yes.
So the new Yee boss got there later. And like.
Well, he already told us he wouldn't go get there until 8:30.
And he's the only one that has keys to the building?
And the shop foreman.
Is he white?
Yes.
What? That's why he's not really nice.
Both of them are white.
If I walked in there, I'd be awfully nice too. Yeah, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Why you say that, BJ? Because
they scare me.
Ah,
because TB, like, I got questions. Like, fuck it, do what you want.
I'm a 6-foot black man with dreads. You better not say nothing crazy to me.
Why is Whoopi Goldberg always mad at me?
Hey, man, fuck you, BJ. Monkey balls.
Monkey balls.
We got any more petty? Petty McGee's?
Do y'all have any petties? That was mine.
I think this whole segment, me and Mondo.
Yeah, this
were,
is definitely my petty. Is yeah. The segment. I was being very petty.
Yes, he was.
I can't help it, man. Because you're about to take 10 minutes to recap some shit that we already know.
I hope you never like see a murder and they're like, we got an eyewitness. Yeah, what happened was there was this dude and this other dude.
2 months ago. Start off with this.
Don't get mad at me because I know how to explain shit.
I was here 2 months ago and they didn't give me my onion chips, right?
Once, I'm like, yeah, we need a recap. Just get with the story.
All right, we got Petty in and we at that time now. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up Petty McGee. And as y'all see, I'm still kind of out there, and I'm going to be me, Super Booker T. So, we out of the Petty McGee.
Hey. Yeah.
We won't. Detective Petty. Detective Patty.
Go, Patty, go.
Nice.
All
right, guys. Any outgoing messages? You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
No, you know what?
I can save it for next week. I can definitely save it for next week.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, because we did have the Pat Corner story, which was Bloomington. This has been part two of me.
Yeah.
What I do, so yes. I can save it for next week.
All right.
So well, what you got next week, baby?
What you got for the outro?
Be careful, be safe, God bless. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a fun week, and I'm here with my people. So, yeah, man, that's what it's about. M. Dodo out.
Money Q.
As always, I like to thank him every week. Be safe. Be out there. Remember, it's Mental Awareness Month. You got anything, hey, reach out for people if you need to. And then also, guys, I meant to bring up, next Sunday I won't be here, baby. You know what I mean? I will be in Aruba.
Oh.
So I don't know if you guys are still going to record or not. But
is it the race next weekend?
Yeah. We actually talked about that.
Be a break then.
This might just be a break week because I'm going to the race next week.
Kick on my Indiana Dome music.
you say you're going to do it.
Go ahead, cut that shit out.
Playing at me like he is.
That's right. Play that beautiful bean shit.
Play that beautiful bean footage.
I was with D-Shot yesterday, too. Just a heads up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm going to Bloomington. Yeah.
I'm going to the Indy 500.
Hey, that's right. That's my finger point.
My finger point.
I call this Fat Kid to the Rescue. I'll sum it up real fast. This weekend, my guy Anthony and his new wife, Katara, they had hit me up on Friday and were like, hey, what are you doing? Let's go to Bloomington for karaoke. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm not doing anything. My lady friend, she's in New York. She's at a wedding or at a visiting family. So I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything. Why not? Hit up Fat Kid. And I'm like, Fat Kid, yeah, I'm going to shoot down to Bloomington, bro. Are there any karaoke spots on Friday? He was like, not really. So then I called Anthony. I'm like, Anthony, my guy Fat Kid said there's no spots. He tells me the Office Lounge, which me and Q have been there. I think T, you may have been there before.
I feel like he has.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I hit up Fat Kid again. I'm like, Fat Kid, they said the Office Lounge. And Fat Kid's like, I don't go there anymore. It's racist. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, really? The Office Lounge? The Office Lounge seemed like it was a decent spot when I went there. So I was kind of baffled about that. But we ended up going to the Office Lounge because Anthony, one of his friends, pretty much wanted to meet up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we shoot out, what have not. We get to the Office Lounge. Doesn't seem racist to me. They're serving drinks. They're talking. You know, black folks in there, white folks, Asian people. A little bit of everything. So I'm very confused of why Fat Kid has called this place racist. Fat Kid even pops up. So I'm like, oh, Fat Kid, right on, you know. We get in there. And then, of course, Fat Kid is a, you know, karaoke god in Bloomington. He sings his one song called Blue Jeans. Fantastic song. And then he does a classic Tennessee whiskey. Everybody's loving it. So eventually, Fat Kid sits down. I'm like, Fat Kid, what happened that was racist? And he was like, oh, they don't play rap music. And I was like, okay, is that the reason? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so that makes the club racist because they don't play rap karaoke music? it threw me off. He was like, yep. And I was like, all right.
So the Office Lounge isn't old. It's a club that has older white people in Bloomington.
Do you blame them? Do you know how many people butcher rap songs? That's even worse than some like regular songs.
Yeah, but
every white person just sounds awful when they do it.
But in that environment, like when you got like all those college students and stuff where like where the races is mixed and whatever,
yeah.
Like when you come across a spot that is only catering to one type of crowd, because they're not racist. I wouldn't say that they're
racist.
I'm about
to say don't make it racist.
Yeah, I wouldn't make it racist. But that just that, what do you call it? That perception.
Twinge or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it that's what my parents. I'm Southern. That little twinge, that little twinge of it all. It does make you feel like it is, but it isn't. It's a little twinge. Like, come on, can we do it all? Why do we gotta only do like one style? Point,
but I was like, I think racist was a huge.
Like, yeah, word like to like you. Yeah. The
word I think he was just using it loosely.
Yeah, very.
Loosely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he was. I mean, when like Fat Kid got there, he was like, "Get out of here."
Yep. Yeah, because we sing at Office. Yeah. Matter of fact, we have been to the Office Lounge within the last year.
Dude, yeah. So I was so baffled that he said it was racist. But
there's only 5 rap songs I would allow if I want to carry out people.
Shut who the you? Fuck up, BJ.
That's why no one would go to your fucking karaoke, BJ.
Because I'd be petty, like, you're terrible. Get the fuck off the stage. We're not doing Migos.
That's what you. But you won't terrible. Sometimes you won't terrible with karaoke.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you do. But no, I had a great time with Fat Kid, Anthony, Katara, Lindsay, the guy Nate, that's good friends with them. And it was just a good time. We went to After Hours spot, more drinks, went to Denny's afterwards. It was very memorable. So that's what I ended up doing for Indiana Dough. Had a great time with Team Fat, Team Fat's the Rescue, and that's the end of Indiana Dough, baby.
Team Fat.
Hey, them impromptu moments, man.
There it is.
Because Team Fat took care of him. Yeah!
Yo!
2 weeks in Bloomington. There it is.
All right, well.
Back to back to back.
We're going to take next Sunday off. We just already agreed on that.
Thanks,
shut up, BJ. We're going to take next Sunday off. I'm going to the race, so we'll definitely have something to talk about that next Sunday after that. Yeah, I'm about to tell you, he's going to be on what we call... Say it, Money Q.
Vacation.
Vacation!
How does nigga got no job and going to Aruba?
We'll figure that out later.
Don't worry about me, Mondo.
He got money saved up. You're going to listen to Money Q because he got money saved somewhere. He got stacks.
Pay attention to Money Q Central. Properly prepared. Change your mindset. And that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. You got to get them bands. You better listen to Money Q.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, make sure you listen to us every time you get a chance. Thank you for listening to us. Happy birthdays to everybody. Make sure we got the TikToks and the Instagrams and all them stuff.
And now
I'm
on
just,
YouTube. We're
on YouTube now.
That's the one we wanted to make sure we mentioned. Yes. We got video. Nigga, I see you pointing it, but you didn't say it.
I know, I had to flip it over. You see me flip the paper over? I was looking for it.
Yeah, right. All right, so we have started putting videos up on YouTube. Excited about it. BJ, man, also, man, I want to give you a shout out, man. I absolutely love... your professionalism. You share our posts. You like our posts when you actually like them. So
it's my way of giving reparations back to the black community.
Hey, and you know what? Give them back when you can give them, bro. Damn.
But yeah, man, our YouTube is out there. We got videos out there. We've been recording this one, this show. So we plan on putting that up as well. Hey, check us out, everybody, man. We trying to, and we gonna get some merch.
Yeah,
we gonna get merch. Some merch eventually. Yeah,
some t-shirts.
All right.
What else?
Who knows? We'll figure it out. When we do, we'll put it on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Mugs, shirts,
yeah.
Who knows?
We'll
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
So, thank you everyone for listening to us and supporting us for this past year and a half. And we're going to keep it going because we the podcast. So, one love. Holla back from M. Dodo.
Yeah.
From Money Q.
Yeah.
And Hyphernerdle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's old school, yeah.
That's South Bronx. That's Boogie Down Productions.
Oh.
I've been DJing on Thursday, so I've been digging up like instrumentals and things. Because everybody's a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. D shot at the living room last night.